At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. Doesn't take any time to do it. Doesn't cost you anything. And you get to witness this, these faces. Everybody's smiling in here. Marvin, Paulie, Fritzy. There's no pretty boys in here.
Men's men.
Yeah, real men. And we were just called the whitest of white guys a couple of minutes ago. Seton is on the road. He'll join us coming up. He said he's in a bar somewhere in Iowa. That's a little surprising this early. But Seton will join us from the road as he continues to trek cross country in the Sprinter van. You still have time. Sign up for that and a chance to win that van that once we get to Arizona next Friday. We will be giving that away. By the way, yesterday, a big surprise, Bryan Cranston, the great actor, called in, and he said that he has two seats, airfare, two nights at a great hotel, ground transportation. You get to meet Bryan Cranston, and all you have to do is go to BryanCranstonBigGame.com, and it costs you $5 to put your name in to win the tickets and win the trip. 100% of the proceeds will go directly to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America. It's a wonderful gesture on his part, and he thought he would share it with our audience and go to that website. It costs you $5 to enter, and you might be going to the Super Bowl. I believe next week he'll announce the winner on the show. Poll question for hour two is what, Seton O'Connor?
The poll question is, I'd rather have two Academy Awards for Best Supporting Actor or one Academy Award for Best Actor.
Wait. Are you eating?
I have like a little piece of peanut in my tooth.
Okay.
Two Academy Awards for Best Supporting Actor.
It's like putting earrings on a pig. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Before the throat clear, you could have gone and then done that.
Yeah, I have like a little cashew in my wisdom tooth.
But when I have a cough button here. You just press the button.
I didn't think it was going to come across with the, because it was just like a little piece. Okay. At any rate, 51% to 49%, the average person by a little wants the two Academy Awards for Best Supporting Actor as opposed to the one for Best Actor.
How about a second hour poll question here?
I gave a couple other suggestions. I don't think you liked those.
I didn't.
If you're in relatively good health, will you start attending sporting events at age 80? Would you still attend sporting events at age 80?
Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't you?
And which sounds more appealing, a free ticket for the worst seat in the house at the Super Bowl or watch the Super Bowl in a hotel suite with Sally Field, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Rita Moreno? And I know you'd rather do the hotel suite.
Yeah, it'd be fun. They're in the movie 80 for Brady, and Sally Field will join us coming up next hour.
Is it worth asking the public at large, or do you think most people would rather have the suite with the ladies?
Can we come up with something
I guess. Else?
I mean, do you believe Tom Brady will stay retired?
Yes. Oh, you know what I'm asking? For a poll question. Sorry about that.
Why so difficult today?
Sorry, I know.
I mean, come on.
I'm making it very hard for you.
Yes, you are. The Premier League on NBC and Peacock, two of the world's greatest goal scorers, Tottenham's Harry Kane and Manchester City's Erling Haaland.
Haaland.
He might score 50 goals this year.
Yeah, he's crushing it.
He might get to Messi. Didn't Messi have 49 one year?
Yeah, 08, let me check.
February 5th, they face off, only on NBC and Peacock. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. I watched a little bit of basketball last night. I watched Purdue. I got to get acclimated, accustomed to some of these schools, because I have no idea. Who's the best player in America? Is it the big man for Purdue? I'm not sure. I watch, but nobody really stands out. Houston's a good team this year. Tennessee's a good team this year. Purdue. But this is where you got to do that crash course where, you know, brackets for dummies, where we can get educated on this as we're, because, you know, in a month from now, I'm going to be like, you know, I've been watching Northern Iowa. I tell you, they're dangerous. Hey, you don't rule out Drake. Be like, okay, yeah, you've been watching hoops. Yeah, Paulie.
The only guy I remember, like, off the top of my head from last year is Baycott. Armando Baycott, the big, strong dude for North Carolina.
Yeah.
He's still there. He stayed. He could have gone pro. It's those guys who surprisingly stay are the ones you remember.
Didn't he get hurt in the national title game?
Ankle?
Yeah.
Tough player.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I got something for you. There you go. I got a stat of the day for you. Give me Darius Rucker, who's playing in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am this weekend.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yay, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, and Villanova all currently unranked in the top 25. That's never happened. Never happened before. Prior to that, the AP ranked the top 20 teams, but the top 25 era, that began in 1989. So that hasn't happened until this year. Your Blue Bloods, even Kentucky, although Kentucky has rebounded a little bit there. They were calling for John Calipari to leave, and I'd be like, careful what you ask for. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Mark Sanchez, former NFL quarterback, will stop by here in a little bit. Great news for Tua Tagovailoa. He is out of concussion protocol. He was in it for 5 weeks. If this was during the season, would he have stayed there for 5 weeks? I know it's not fair to ask this, but I got to ask this. Would the Dolphins have kept him in there for 5 weeks? He's had at least two concussions, and now he's out after 5 weeks. Did they keep him in there longer because he needed to? There was nothing else at risk as far as him playing, no games. 5 weeks, concussion protocol. Chris Collinsworth was with us a couple of days ago, and I asked him about, you know, this situation with Tua Tagovailoa. And Chris certainly sounded nervous about it.
If that were my child, and obviously he's a grown man, he makes his own decisions, but I would sit him down and I would put him in front of every single doctor I could find and go, look, this is what, 2-3 concussions, whatever it was, this year. Now, I want you to tell me that just playing football next year is fine and it has no more chance of getting a concussion than any other player out there. If you go no to that, then I don't want you to play. If you say yes to that, then all right, let me put this scenario in front of you, doctor. In the opening day game, he gets a concussion. Now, what are you telling me? Are you telling me he needs to sit out the season? Well, if you're telling me that, why aren't you telling me that he should sit out the season now?
And Chris is right. These are tough questions. Now, Tua's parents did a radio interview in Hawaii recently. Didn't make much news, but they were like, hey, you know, we expect him to be out there playing football. We look forward to him playing football. I'm paraphrasing, but it was, hey, He's going to be out there playing. We look forward to it. Chris Collinsworth played in the NFL, has been around the game for, 40 years, and he's seen the effects. And that's why he's speaking not only from a parental view here, but he's also an analyst. We had Dr. Mark Addix, the orthopedic surgeon, on recently, and he had this to say about Tua's situation.
When you're talking about someone being in concussion protocol, that just means that he still has symptoms, probably as he tries to work out, you know, because that's the first thing they do is they put him through a cardiovascular workout. And so he must, you know, have symptoms when he's trying to work out. Probably not at rest, but probably when he's trying to work out. And until he's completely asymptomatic, you know, they can't say that he's cleared from protocol. And yes, it's worrisome. I mean, it's worrisome if someone's having repeated head injuries. I mean, certainly if my son was having repeated head injuries, I'd tell him to quit playing.
That's Dr. Mark Addix. So he has the double perspective of he played. He was an offensive lineman, was on a Super Bowl winning team, and now he's an orthopedic surgeon, highly regarded around the country. And they've seen this. Tua's parents haven't seen this. They've only seen Tua. This is first generation, you know, head injury. And we still don't know CTE. And usually you'll find some of these players, former players, and their family will donate their brains to science so we can learn more about it. But if Tua gets, and this is when you have to act now. You can't say next September, late September, and he has a concussion, that he never should have been out there. Like, now is when it needs to be talked about. And I know that you can't protect them. You know, the helmet can only do so much. The brain gets, you know, bounced around in there. But, you know, we move on from these athletes. You know, we stay the same. They move on. Another athlete comes in. They're all replaceable. And it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, did you hear about that guy? You know, he's 45 years of age, passed away. I mean, Junior Seau, Dave Durison, high-end players. And that's where you got to be careful. And I'm sure the Dolphins are. I'm sure they're doing all the right things. But he's still playing football. Yeah, Paul.
Two parts here. Tua's contract, just if this factored in, if he decided to stop playing football, I think one of the things would be, for any athlete, how do I make a living after that? He actually has $26 million in the bank after three seasons. He got all his signing bonus up front because he's such a high draft choice. So Tua financially is set for life even at this young age. Wouldn't it be tougher, though, for a guy like him? He finally has got his career on the field together. He finally has been given the keys to the Dolphins, and now I'm going to tap out.
Plus, then he gets the really big contract. That if he's healthy and, you know, gets through next season, then he gets the big number there. So that, and look, they're hard decisions, hard questions, hard answers as well. But 5 weeks concussion protocol. All right. Some phone calls. Joe in Orlando leads us off. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Good evening. Excuse me. Good morning, gentlemen. I have a quick question for you. Do you think we could have possibly missed the writing on the wall when it comes to Aaron Rodgers? A couple weeks ago, he was on Serge Ibaka's podcast, and he asked him about what teams he would play for if it wasn't the Packers. Now, of course, we know how Aaron Rodgers is, and he subliminally said Oakland Raiders. Now, we know they moved to Raiders. To Vegas. But we also know that Devontae is out there. Mm-hmm. I also remember a couple years ago when Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady went head-to-head his last season with the Patriots. Brady made a comment where he said he thought Rodgers could throw for 5,000 yards in the system that he was playing. And now this morning, Devontae Adams says, you know, he's going to move into the same neighborhood as him. Could we be missing the writing on the wall and Raiders and Rodgers be headed to Vegas this whole time?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if Devontae was being serious, but yes. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers feels like the Packers have moved on, then he can say, look, come up with a trade. This is where I want to go. This is the only place I want to go. Send me to Las Vegas. Yeah, of course. Now, if you said San Francisco, then I would be more surprised at that. But if you said Aaron Rodgers is going to play for the Raiders, the Packers, the Jets, 49ers, throw out whoever else, you Carolina, Tampa, I don't. The one that makes the most sense would be the Raiders. I don't know what the Packers want in return. But, you know, you play this hypothetical, this speculation game, and after a while, it just wears you down. You know, when it happens, I'll react. If I have any information on it, then I would tell you. And the only information I've had on the Raiders is what I've said the last couple of weeks, that it wasn't going to be Tom Brady in Las Vegas, more likely Jimmy Garoppolo. And maybe that's still the case. But Mark Davis, the owner, is the one pushing for Tom Brady to go to the Raiders. But Josh McDaniels, from what I was told, more in line with Jimmy G than Tom Brady from their Patriots days. That's all I had for you. Yeah, Paul.
I think the news here is that former NBA big man Serge Ibaka, he's still in the league.
has a podcast.
Yeah. I'm looking. It's actually really cool. Serge Ibaka, it's called, what's it called? How Hungry Are You with Serge Ibaka? And it's like a cooking show. Serge is, he's like 6'10", 280, and he's got one of those chef hats on.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers comes strolling into his kitchen as like a surprise.
Hey, you're in my kitchen.
We're going to find the sound, but
okay.
Cooking with Serge is
all right.
Looks like a good show.
Yes, Marv.
Yeah, that's what I learned today. Don't even go to me at the end of the show.
Oh, you already learned something.
I already learned something.
An hour and 15 in that Serge Ibaka is a podcast.
How Hungry Are You with Serge Ibaka?
I like it.
I'd watch that.
Everybody has a podcast. Who doesn't have a podcast?
Nobody.
No. The Backroom Guys got a podcast on Friday. The BRG's the 1215 Club. We have our gambling podcast we're going to record today with Bad Larry. Shea and Irving put a bet on the basketball game that Seton went to last night.
Of course.
He found out that Seton was going to see Drake in Northern Iowa, and so Shea and Irving put down a bet on it. And we'll recap all of that, get their thoughts on the Super Bowl coming up later on today. It'll be available at danpatrick.com. Yes, Marv?
You're going to see how sick these three are when they start gambling on the color of the Gatorade.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do that.
National anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Halftime show, who comes out, who doesn't,
yeah.
All that.
Yeah. They'll bet on anything. Sometimes they don't even know what they bet on.
Yeah, ask Dylan.
Yeah. All right, let me take a break. Mark Sanchez will join us. More phone calls coming up as well. And the great actress Sally Field will join us. No S, Sally Field. Well, there's an S at Sally, but not on Field. I think people make that mistake. Sally Fields. It's like, no, Sally Field. She'll join us coming up in about an hour from now. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. If you own a business, been a bumpy ride from pandemic to inflation, you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan, it's a refund of your taxes. The challenge has been getting your hands on it. GetRefunds.com has a team of tax attorneys, and they put them together. They're highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they might be able to help you as well. They do all the work. No charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. Answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund program only available for a limited amount of time. GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. We'll check in with Seton O'Connor. He'll join us from the road in the Sprinter van coming up in about 20 minutes or so. More phone calls as well. Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst, former NFL and USC quarterback. Your reaction when you heard that Tom Brady was finally retiring?
Yeah, I think same as last year, but most importantly, I mean, just welcoming him to the team, I guess, for the first time, right? and I guess thanks for ruining the trajectory of my career for the second time, Tom.
Wow.
You know, I get drafted to the guy's division. Now he's got to come to Fox and ruin everything here. So I'm just, you know, I can't get away from the guy.
So you think you...
Obviously, I'm saying that in jest. He's the man. He's the best of all time, and I'm fired up to have him. That's pretty cool. And hopefully he doesn't get too annoyed with the hazing that we put him through as rookies here at Fox. It's going to be rough for him.
When you faced Brady, that was... Didn't he have a 9-year window when he didn't win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, something like that. He took a little break and then came back pretty strong, I'd say.
Yeah.
That was like the second round, the second Hall of Fame career kind of thing. So,
do you talk at all? I know you've said this before because you were able to play him and, you know, you guys had some success, but do you talk at all prior to the game, pre-game? I know you hug it out after the game, but any conversation at all?
Not really. I mean, that dude was like, he was mysterious, right? And guys like, you know, Jordan, Kobe, that caliber of player like Tom, when you're at the top of the game, like it was hard to just get video. Like I'd go work out in the offseason, there'd be a video online like that. Tom goes, and he must have had some device that just shut off cell phone service for like a mile radius, right? Because nobody saw what he did. Nobody talked about what he did. It was just like he did everything in secret, and he wasn't going to give anything away until he started the whole TB12, like, hey, here's the diet, here's the workout stuff. And he started, you know, guys towards the end of their career, they bring along young guys or they mentor young guys or whatever. But when they're still getting to the mountaintop and kind of establishing themselves, they don't give away anything. Everything's tight to the vest. And so, you know, when I'm competing against the guy in New York, dude, you can't, you don't even know. It's like Usual Suspects. Kaiser Soze, he's just like, where is this guy? Who is this guy? You see him all the time, but you don't really. And then he just shows up for the game. And, you know, it's incredible to watch the trajectory of his career in 22 years or whatever it's been. That's unbelievable.
He had three Hall of Fame careers within one career, Mark. Right?
It's, you know, and people ask all the time, like, what sets him apart? Why is he so different? Why, what is it about him? And I think, you know, it's this ability he has, one, to like block out distractions, but two, to never get bored. And that's really hard for quarterbacks. Like, they get to a certain point and it's like, yeah, I got a guy open in the flat, but I'm going to try and fit this ball in down the field, or gosh, this will be my third or fourth touchdown in the game or whatever. Like, this dude was just wired different, and he had this laser focus. And, you know, I've heard this from coaches. I've heard this from people in military backgrounds. You don't suddenly get to these big games where the stakes are high and, you know, everybody's excited and all that. And there's all this buildup, and you don't suddenly become faster, smarter, stronger, quicker, more arm strength, more accurate. Like, those things don't just show up on game day. Right? You don't rise to any occasion. I'm a firm believer that that is not real. You sink to the level of your training. You become who you've always been in those moments. And who that guy's always been is somebody who's never been bored with the mundane, the footwork, going over his drops, understanding his weight distribution, and disassociating his hips and shoulders and chucking the ball downfield consistently. He was the guy who like invented working out in your football pads in the off season. Nobody else did that before him. And, you know, that kind of regimen and that kind of dedication to something without getting bored, there's something to that. You're wired a little different to be able to focus like that for that long of a period and sustain success that long.
If Brady is the number one quarterback of all time, who's number two?
Gosh, it was so funny. People were debating that the other day, and obviously, like, I think there's some sort of algorithm. You can come in. Come here. My little man's getting ready for school, so we have one question for him. Here, come on this side. Quick. Watch. This is unsolicited.
Okay.
And this is for dinner or no dinner.
Okay.
Who's better, Tom Brady or Dada?
Dada.
Okay, we got dinner tonight. That was good conditioning.
He took his time, though, and I did ponder.
No, I know. I thought he was going to say Tom. Way to read the room, buddy. Nice job.
All right, so who's number two?
Well, you got to – I think there's this algorithm of, like, there's a certain amount of points that should be allotted to Super Bowl wins, because some of that is you, some of that is the team. Because look at somebody like Ben Roethlisberger. The first Super Bowl, he didn't do as much. He didn't throw a touchdown. Antoine Randle L threw the touchdown. They were built more like we were my rookie year in 2009. Like, they were a run-first defensive team. The biggest play Ben made was probably saving the tackle on the fumble for Jerome Bettis. Like, that was probably his biggest play. But then later on, Ben Roethlisberger's throwing for 5,000 yards in a season, throwing six touchdown passes in consecutive games. So, like, is Ben up there being, what is he, 2-1 or – yeah, 2-1 in Super Bowls, I think, or 1-1, whatever it is. Where's Terry Bradshaw? Where's Joe Montana? Where's Elway? Went to however many Super Bowls, 1-2 at the end and left. Where's Peyton Manning? Where's Eli? He went 2-2 in Super Bowl. So I think Super Bowls are something. I think all pros are something. I think MVP category, because then where do you go with Aaron Rodgers? He's, you know, he's only been to one, but he won it. Then where's Roger Staubach? You know, so, oh, God, it's, I mean, Tom's one for sure. And then where do you put a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who's like already on this crazy trajectory? He's about to, if he wins, he's 2-1 in Super Bowls, which is better than a bunch of guys. He's already been to multiple championship games. That's all he knows, either the championship game loss or a Super Bowl. Like, where does that guy fit? You know, and it's only 6 years in. So,
is he a top 10 quarterback of all time right now?
Who? Mahomes? I think 10 is probably fair, only because it's such a small sample size. right? Like, if he never if he wins this Super Bowl and never played another down, he's got to be top 10.
But if I think, if I said ability, the I was changing the question to now if I just said pure ability playing the position, because you know Brady's not necessarily number one.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's
the most talented quarterback of all time. Is who?
Oof. I'd still say Rodgers is right there. I'd still say Mahomes is probably right there. But they're part of this new style of game.
Elway would be in there, too, for me.
No doubt, because of the way he could throw it, almost like these guys in a world where they didn't throw it like this. Yeah. But ability-wise, shoot. I mean, you're not dudes who could just straight sling the rock. Where's Marino? Where's Phillip Rivers? Where's Brett Favre? God, like dudes who could just flat out launch it, throw it literally like through someone's body into the guy they want. Like those guys are, there's only a few of those guys that come around, every few years, and they are like, you know, the ball just jumps out of their hand. Looks like a jugs machine. You know, that's some special talent.
He's Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst, former quarterback, of course. Help me understand what Sean Payton's role will be in particular, specifically with Russell Wilson. Like, yeah, I keep hearing he's going to fix him. What is going to be fixed?
Well, fix is, I didn't look at his final rankings this year where Russ was. I'm sure you guys have a better idea of that. But, like, if you do this case study, obviously the last two seasons for Russ have probably been his worst. But I think there's plenty to learn from those situations, and he has plenty to fall back on from his prior success. I think one of the huge things for Coach Payton to figure out, and we're actually supposed to do this Super Bowl show. I'm curious if he's going to be there on Monday. We're supposed to do the show with Carissa Thompson, me, and Sean Payton on the panel, and then Glazer is going to be in Arizona when the teams arrive at the arena or wherever they show up, and it's like a whole to do on Fox's show, like this arrival show.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Sean's going to be there. I had so many questions for him, and now he might be gone. But if he's there, I'm going to wear him out for you and get all the info. But I just think the biggest thing, like when you get a new coordinator, is like you got to like strip them down, figure out, you know, from your perspective as a coordinator, what does this guy do well, right? And make sure we at least have those in the system. And then what can I teach him based on what he does well? Where can we go? What's the ceiling for us? Without overloading him and without, you know, you got to almost get to the truth of what happened the last couple of years. Where were you uncomfortable? Why did this happen? You have to go watch some of that tape together, in my opinion. And then, you know, turn the page on that whole deal. And now we're moving forward. We're going to spend our couple days, couple weeks, whatever it takes for them to get to a starting point. And that's kind of like the precursor, the prelude to this whole deal. And then it's full steam ahead. This is what we do. This is how we do it. Here's exactly what our progressions, reads, footwork are. You do that, I can set you up for success. And remember, both of these guys have been successful and have sustained success for a long period of time. So I think there's plenty of meat on the bone there. And, you know, that kind of a new coach like that, I mean, it reinvigorates a locker room. They know where he's coming from. It's NFC championship appearances. It's playoff wins. It's a Super Bowl win with Drew Brees, a guy who's not the tallest guy in the world. I'm sure that has to make Russ feel pretty good. I mean, Drew could sling it from the pocket and, you know, he's bumping 6 feet. I know he's listed at 6'1", but he's like barely there, you know, and that guy was deadly from the pocket. So that hasn't been Russ's strong suit. But Sean Payton's one of the best pocket passing coordinators maybe of all time. I mean, this guy can dial him up. And it's the sequencing. It's protecting the quarterback from himself at times. And that's the job of a coordinator. So it will be interesting. And, God, I hope he's on that show on Monday because I really want to talk to him.
I can ask this two different ways. Which quarterback has the most to gain in this Super Bowl? Ooh. Or which quarterback has the most to lose in this Super Bowl?
I don't know if – because Mahomes has been so established already, I think this just reaffirms who he is, his ability, what he does, his trajectory. I think for someone like Jalen Hurts, he's got a little more to gain because this is like puts him on that map. You know, it puts him on that pedestal of, hey, dude, I was counted out in college, lost my job, boom, went over. You know, Oklahoma, we know the story, kind of snubbed in the draft, felt like he should have been a first-round pick, wasn't. You know, am I a starter? Am I a backup? Am I a legitimate franchise quarterback? I think this knocks out a lot of doubt and then only raises the bar for him. And now it becomes the expectation, like, okay, it's no longer a question if you're a legitimate starter. It is, okay, now you're the guy. You got that Super Bowl in your back pocket. Let's see what you can do again. Can you be the Philly quarterback who wins multiple Super Bowls? And that would – then he's on in that, you know, trajectory and that conversation of being one of the best if they can duplicate this. But, God, some of the storylines between the Kelce brothers and Andy Reid going back against his old squad. I mean, this is one of the – like coolest Super Bowls I can think of storyline wise. This is it. This is a really good one. And I guess the other thing I love about these two quarterbacks is the way the teams rally around them. You know, like you see these guys doing the post game interview and guys go out of their way to make sure they like scream at the reporter, the poor reporter who's trying to get an answer after the game and into the camera. Like, this is our dog. This is our guy. We ride or die for this dude. No matter what, whatever direction he's going, I'm going right behind him. I'm getting in line and going right behind him because I know he's the man. And both quarterbacks have that. They have it. They have whatever it is that you need to move these men into the right formation, direction, get them to score, get them fired up and rally. And that is fun to watch. It's really like a masterclass on leadership and being the man, being the quarterback in all facets of your life.
Finish this sentence. If the Bengals and Joe Burrow had won that game.
I was hoping for it for Joe. If the Bengals and Joe Burrow had won that game, they're in the Super Bowl. I don't know. I mean, I think.
But he now you now
easy?
You're back
I don't
in
overthink it.
Back-to-back Super Bowls. You've beaten Mahomes again. You beat him in Kansas City again. You know, now you're moving into a different category if you're Joe Burrow.
I think it would have, yes, it would definitely would have put him in a different category because then you get the second appearance. But, you know, the biggest thing is like, and it's unfortunate the way things work out at times, but like, if you don't win the Super Bowl, you know, it's not like you're unsuccessful. There's different levels to success. Like, you can argue what is success, what's not. You're already an NFL quarterback. Like, that's successful. Okay, fine. But if you're talking about the top of the top, it's like the same reason, and I omitted for no, you know, purposeful reason, but, you know, we didn't say Jim Kelly when we were talking about all those players.
Yeah.
And it's you go to all those Super Bowls and you lose, whatever the circumstances may be. He could have played his best in a game. He could have played his worst, whatever. Whatever, you lose. If Peyton Manning never won a Super Bowl, you sing a different tune about the guy, and it's unfortunate. So I think the biggest thing for him is not only getting back there, but – you know, overcoming that, you know, that thing, you know, Steve Young dealt with it for years because he backed up Montana and then he's got to win the Super Bowl. So when you do, it really establishes yourself. And then now you're duking it out with a bunch of different guys in gold jackets and okay, who has more rings, this, that, and the other. But that is like the top of the top. So the biggest thing too for a franchise like Cincinnati is shots on goal. Like shots in the tournament, one, getting in the postseason, two seasons in a row, they made deep runs. Now, is this who they are? If it is, they're gonna mess around and beat somebody, end up in the Super Bowl, and then you roll the dice. But that's essentially what it was for the Patriots for almost 20 years. We're in the tournament. The division's ours. We're in the tournament. Now let's see how far we can go. And some of that's circumstantial based on injuries and whatever. You play a team that's really hot, you run into a buzzsaw, what are you going to do? It happens. But you just want shots on goal. You want attempts. And I think the Bengals are on the right track.
Did Rex Ryan ever tell the defense, do whatever it takes to take Brady out?
I'm sure. I mean, Rex is the kind of guy, like, I didn't sit in all the defensive meetings, but Rex is the kind of guy, just assume, like, fight you in the parking lot before the game kind of deal. And whatever happens, like, that's just the way it's going to be. But he also came from a different pedigree of football. Like, his dad, you know, his dad's notorious for, you know, his players being out all night before the game and, you know, whatever they're doing during the week. And, dude, you show up at 1 o'clock on Sunday and win. I got no beef with you, dude. If you're here to do your job, I don't really care what you do.
But he wouldn't put a bounty out on Brady, would he?
No. I never heard that.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, just curious. Could have
but
said
he definitely
yes.
Didn't want him in the game.
Yeah, could have said yes.
He definitely would rather he wasn't playing.
Yes, that's true.
Whatever circumstances yeah, that may exactly. Be. Like, I'm not saying cheap shot him, but if he happened to not be in the game, that'd be great. You know?
Yeah. You know, we knocked out Bledsoe, and look what happened. You know?
If you, exactly.
If they wouldn't have done that. Changed history. Great to talk to you. Thank you for your insights, as always.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
That's Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst and, of course, former quarterback. Seton from the road coming up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
More phone calls on the way. In a half hour from now, the Academy Award-winning actress Sally Field, she is still strange to say that, but she's in the movie 80 for Brady, at, based on a true story about women who went to the Super Bowl, and you had the dramatic comeback of the Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. And great timing with Brady deciding to retire. Seton O'Connor is on the road. We'll Get to him in a moment. The Road to Super Week is brought to you by Full Sail University's Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. New classes start every month. Oh, there he is. He was in Des Moines last night. Anybody want to take a guess where they think Seton is today? Paulie?
After the slow started yesterday, I'm going to say not only is he in Des Moines, it appears he might be still at a pub from last night. Ooh, but I'm going to defer to the room.
Okay. There's a poster of a woman behind him. Fritzy?
He is in Ridgedale, Missouri.
You want to clear your throat there?
He is in Ridgedale, Missouri.
Thank you. Thank you. Didn't know I was going to surprise you there. Marvin?
Oh, he's in Des Moines.
Des Moines? Still in Des Moines. All right. Seton, specifically, where are you?
Dan, not only am I still in Des Moines, I may never leave. Whoa. These are my people. This is my town.
Oh.
I believe I found home.
Really?
Oh, my God. Phenomenal city. Okay. Absolutely incredible. I did this for Todd for a little morale boost. That's Farrah Fawcett.
Oh,
that is fantastic.
Spectacular.
Right.
Yeah. And then if we come up this way, this sign right behind me says drink like a champion today.
Okay.
That's always great. I appreciate that.
Supposed to be the Notre Dame sign there, I think. Play like a champion.
We got Dan Gable, big in these parts.
All right.
Right. Yeah. So this is a bar called El Bait Shop.
Okay.
But it's one building with two bars. This place is phenomenal. It's got a ton of beers.
Okay.
This is a wall of wrestling pictures, which is actually really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you go over to this other bar, it's called The Highlight. This is kind of where all the magic happens. And this is where, Paul, I think you would absolutely love.
Okay.
These are our people, Daddy.
It's packed.
I love it. I love it.
Any bar that's open at 9:45 Central Time.
Seton has some friends. I love it.
Is this my town or what?
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. Sound like you lost your voice last night.
Well, it was a hell of a game last night that went to double overtime. Drake beating Northern Iowa. And the party just kept on rolling. So why not?
Now, you do have to leave Des Moines at some point.
And you're forcing me to.
The van has to get to Arizona.
Yeah. Dang, it's a van.
Yeah. Where are we headed today?
Today we're headed to some combination of Lincoln, Omaha, Kansas City, Oklahoma City.
Oh. Okay.
Not necessarily. I don't know how long we're stopping in each of those towns, but we're gonna at least try to.
Does Warren Buffett know you're coming into town in Omaha?
I haven't hit up Uncle Warren just yet, but it'd be nice. It'd be nice.
Because you could do your impersonation of Warren Buffett to Warren Buffett. Is it too early for you to do it today? All right. I know Lincoln, Nebraska is big on your list. I just hope the weather is going to cooperate there and that you and the French kid are going to end up in Arizona by Saturday or Sunday, right?
Yeah. Yes, that is the plan. That is the plan. We should be there. I'm assuming we'll get out of here in one season.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later. Tell everybody in Des Moines, we love them.
Hey, guys, say goodbye to Dan.
Thank you, guys. All right. Okay. A lot of people there with Seton O'Connor, all of his friends in the morning. Yeah, Pauling.
I really want to know if those 200 people at the bar at 9:45 a.m. locally were just there to see Seton, or is the bar often open at that time? That's great.
I think Des Moines came out to see Seton O'Connor. Andrew in Nebraska. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
No better time to give a quick plug for a restaurant in Lincoln. It's called Screamer's Family Restaurant, and great establishment, home of the singing servers. So I know that Seton gets a lot of that at the DP studio from Toddler. So he can get some more singing serenaded if he, starts by Screamers. So anyway, yeah, just thought I'd throw that out there. It'll make you scream for the bathroom. So
thank you, Andrew. All right. Doesn't sound as appetizing. Yes, Todd?
Are there rules when you have a liquor license as to what hours you can't serve? Or once you have the license, you can serve 24-7 if you want?
I don't know. It probably state by state. Yeah, Paul?
It's a great question. When I lived in Arizona, in Scottsdale, Phoenix, there were some bars. I think it was called like the Coach House. They got you remember the Coach House?
Yeah.
We went there.
Yeah.
They're not 24 hours, but they open at like, they would close at midnight and then open again at like 7 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
They had this old 100-year-old liquor license that was grandfathered in.
People would come in and have beers at 6 in the morning.
Postal workers.
Yeah. People who worked like third shift would come in.
We went there.
Final hour coming up. More of your phone calls, and the great actress Sally Field will stop by as well. One more item as we close out hour one, Simply Safe Home Security. Simple because you can do it. You can install it. Going to take you less than 30 minutes. It's safe, extremely safe. They should have called it Simply Extremely Safe. And it's the best home security system you can get. And if you don't believe me, you should. U.S. News & World Report the last 3 years said Simply Safe number one home security. That's a three-peat. Designed with cutting-edge security technology powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. Also, 24/7 professional monitoring service will cost you under $1 a day. That's less than half the price of traditional home security systems. No contracts to sign, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. You get a great product. You get what you pay for. And that's rare nowadays. In fact, you get more than what you pay for. You can lock and unlock the doors, access your cameras, arm and disarm your system from anywhere with the great app that they have. Simply Safe Home Security. Go to simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.